Vader Talk.
Hey everybody, Chris Holyfield here for another Native Talk class. Today we're going to be talking about 10 different phrasal verbs that use the verb take. Number one is to take on someone or something. We use this when we're talking about challenging an enemy that is bigger or more powerful than we are. So for example, I could say that my hippie friend is always trying to take on the corrupt government. Here, it just means that even though the government is bigger and stronger and richer than my friend, she still wants to fight against them. You go, girl, fight against the power. You can do it. Number two is to take up something. We say to take up something when we're talking about starting a new hobby or activity or sport, as long as that sport is not a team sport. So for example, I could say, I have been thinking about taking up yoga in my free time. Here, yoga, maybe it's a sport, maybe not, I don't know, depends on how you think. But it is not a team sport. Number three is to take down something. We say to take down something when we're talking about removing something from a public space. Most of the time, it's a picture or a message or a poster or something like that. So for example, I could say, you should probably take down the pictures of your ex-girlfriend before you go on a date with someone else. Here, it just means that you should probably remove those pictures before going on a new date. Number four is to take down someone or to take someone down. Both forms are valid. This is very similar to take on someone, but it goes an extra step further and it means that you won as the challenger. So for example, I could say Muhammad Ali took down Cassius Clay in a historic fight. Similarly, I could say that Muhammad Ali took Cassius Clay down in a historic fight. Both forms are valid. We say both of them. Number five is to take over something. We say to take over something when we're talking about assuming control over something. So for example, I could say the Communist Party took over Cuba. It means that Cuba in the beginning had its own leaders, but then later on the Communist Party came in and now they are the new leaders. Number six is to take off. This one is to take off for flying. When we're talking about to take off, we are talking about when there is a flying vehicle that has just left the ground and starts to go into the air. So for example, I could say, I think we might arrive late. The plane still hasn't taken off yet. Here, we can use this for rockets, planes, jets, helicopters, basically anything that can fly that is also mechanical. Number seven is to take off again, but this one is for vacation time. So for example, I could say, I'm going to take off next week so I can visit you when you're in town. Here, to take off means to ask your employer for some extra free time away from work. Number eight is to take to something. To take to something means that you started doing something new, but you're just really, really good at it. So for example, I could say, even though she had never studied French, she took to it very quickly. Maybe she's a natural learner or something like that. Here, it just means that you started doing something new and you're immediately very good at it. Number nine is to take after someone. This one means to inherit the physical or personality traits from a parent. So for example, I could say, you have beautiful blue eyes just like your mother. You must take after her. Here, it means that you have the same characteristic that she does. Remember that with take after, we cannot use this to describe the relationship from the parent to the child. It's always the child to the parent. The child always takes after the parent. And number 10 is to take back something. We say to take back something when we're talking about admitting that we were wrong for saying something and apologizing for that thing that we said. So for example, if I said that all people who wear green shirts are stupid, and then the Green Shirt Society contacted me and they're like, "You, that was a very ignorant thing for you to say," I might go on social media and say, "I take back everything that I said about the green shirt community being stupid. I think that they're beautiful people," something like that. I don't know, a green shirt community, where did I come up with that? Anyway, these were 10 phrasal verbs that use the verb take again. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you again next video. Bye.